I'm not sure about when that is. Normally you can look that up on ARRL and find out where, you know, if you can find out all the Southeastern Ham Fests in each month or each quarter of the year by pulling that up on ARRL. So I'm not sure. I remember Gary talking to Stephen about it on Echolink, but when I'm here on Echolink, if I don't go physically turn up the volume for the Echolink, because it echoes in my shack, so I have to turn it down when I'm talking to somebody else and turn it up when somebody on Echolink is talking to catch it, or I miss it. So I remember Gary talking to Stephen about that, but I don't remember. I wasn't able to hear what Stephen was saying. But you can look it up on the ARRL most of the time.
He said it was, but maybe I was wrong, because I know as close as getting, if it was, I thought it would, but like I said, my hearing ain't perfect, and I may have heard it wrong. You two go ahead, I've just been sitting here listening, and y'all was talking about, you and he was talking about that, and that reminded me of some of those songs that little Jimmy Dickens had out decades ago. I'll be monitoring, okay, what else he got?
Okay, Andy, and I did pull it up while you were talking, and yes, they are having it January the 11th, Greenwood Ham Fest, January the 11th at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it is at St. Mark's Methodist Church, River, and this is 2025, right, so this is next year, St. Mark's United Methodist Church, River Street Campus. That's 1633 River Street in Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649. Advanced tickets are on sale at www.w4gwd.org. So, yes, Andy, you are correct. January the 11th, 2025. And tickets will go on sale. Well, tickets went on sale starting on September 1st. So, through November the 24th. So, yes, it looks like they are going to have that. And Larry, talking about Tennessee, you mentioned the name of the town in Tennessee that you were at. Tennessee's got some unique names for towns. My dad's dad, my grandfather on my dad's side, had a farm there that he had to go shut down after my grandfather passed away. So we lived there for a couple of years in Ducktown, Tennessee was the name of it. And I had a buddy that lived in Taylor's when I moved to Taylor's. He came from Tennessee as well. And he lived in Copper Hill, Tennessee. And that's where I heard the very first time in my life the term Rosenier. We was walking up to the front porch of the house when we got there. And his grandmother asked him if he wanted a Rosenier. And he said, no. And she asked me if I wanted a Rosenier. And I said, I don't know. And I looked at him and he said, do you want a roasting ear of corn? And they call it Rosenears in Tennessee. So learned a new word while I was there. Tennessee has some unique names. So back to you, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that and some others as well. Well, this is what I got to say about that. So I moved when I was about 19. I broke the apron strings, as they say, and moved around the country a little bit. Whenever I'd go home, I had a little sister, and she's 13 years younger than me, passed away now, but she was always curious about the way I talked whenever I came back from Michigan or Florida, New Orleans, and the things that I come up with, because I, you know, try to fit in. Everybody does that. You just try to fit in wherever you are. There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it starts being wrong if you don't make an effort to fit in with people. But my sister was, she was highly opinionated, let's put it that way, and she was not afraid to make her opinion known. And she'd tell me just from time to time, she'd say, you talk funny. I say, Sam, what do you mean? Her name was Linda. she got the nickname of Sam from my dad, and she carried that nickname the rest of her life. Sam. So she'd say, you talk funny. Where'd you pick that up? And so I try to think about if I could remember who and what the conversation was about and how I was a little surprised too. But some of it is the regular words with a different accent or something. The word tire. And I lived in Richmond for a while, the capital city of Virginia. And Richmond is like Greenville. It's in Richmond County. Greenville is in Greenville County. Richmond is in Richmond County. But the next county over is Hanover. Now, they don't call it Hanover. It's Hanover. I probably can't make the distinction over the airwaves. There's a slight distinction. I tried to make it. Yeah, anyway, she caught on to that one. What do you mean, Hanover? And, well, just try to say it, Sam. It'll come out. And that's the way I've tried to explain to her that that's the way they are expecting to hear it. And if you communicate, you've got to make an attempt to be understood. No, I didn't see any harm in that. It's just that it sticks with you. That's what my sister was trying to point out, I suppose. It sticks with you, and you start sounding like other people. From different places, and everybody has an opinion about that. Oh, dear me. Anyway, I have enjoyed our time together this evening, and I appreciate everybody hanging in there and listening if you did, and if you didn't, then you aren't hearing me even now. So I don't thank you. Anyhow, Dave, it's always a pleasure to share a little time. We got a few more people to check in, and it's 10 past 10, according to my timekeeper over there. I hope you have a good night's rest. Everybody, do your best. Tomorrow might be a challenging day. You never know. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you, Dave. Thank you for being there tonight. 7-3.
Larry, you and your sister got the, you sound funny when you'd move back and forth. My sister and myself, we both got that exact same thing. When we come back to the South from being up North for a while, we'd get that, you talk funny. And we'd return to the North after being in South for a while, we'd get that, you talk funny. So you weren't the only one that was getting that. My sister and I got that ourselves too. And we couldn't tell we were talking any different than we ever talked. But I guess it does rub off on you. I remember, then I'll let you, one last thing. I remember when I was in France, when I was living there, they used to talk about people's accents all the time. And they told me one time, I have a southern French accent. I speak like a southerner, a United States southern French accent. I don't know what that sounds like, but anyway, that's one of the things that they would tell me at the dinner table when I'd go over and visit them after work. Enjoyed it, Larry. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. It's always interesting. Look forward to next time we do that too. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Echo Delta Whiskey. I have a quick question for Larry and an oddball question for everybody. Over.
Okay, Ed, I'll be right back to you. There are some other stations, and at least one other station wanted to check in, so I'll be right back to you in just a minute. The other station, go ahead.
W4DJW. But it's late. Please check in N4ZLK. Shane in Cleveland, portable on the HT. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Appreciate you doing that. And Ed, go ahead and call your station.
Hey, I'm wondering if you have worked with electrical engines on your airplanes. I read a British magazine, and it was talking about using electrical ion batteries their airplanes, over.
He might not. He might have got up and went to get refreshed his glass of water, Ed. KK4JBQ to W4DJW. You still there, Larry?
I'm still here. I'm here until it's all over. But Ed was making a question regarding airplanes, so I naturally thought he was speaking to you. Because, Dave, you are the one who is known to play with airplanes. And so I mistook. Ed, did you mean to ask me that question?
Understood. Who was the airplane person? Dave, is that you, over?
As far as electric radio-controlled airplanes, yes.
I've still got a copy. I've got to wade through it and find it. It was a British airplane or magazine for radio-controlled planes, and they were really talking about using electric engines rather than gasoline engines used here, over.
Well, that conversion has been made in the United States as well about 10 years ago when lithium polymer batteries came out. It might even have been more than 10 years ago. So, yeah, all my gas engines are put away in boxes or sold, or I don't have any. Well, I do have one Cat 232 up in the attic that has a gasoline engine. That the only airplane I've got left that has a gasoline engine on it. Not nitro, not alcohol, but everything else has already been converted to electric. The helicopters are electric, airplanes are electric, multi-rotors, hex rotors, quad multi-rotors, they're all switched over to electric here. You do, every now and then, you do go to the airfield and you'll see a person flying nitro or gasoline, but it's very rare nowadays.
It's been since I worked with them. I think the last engine I have, which I gave away, was a Fox 35. Don't know if Fox is still in the business. But that's interesting. If I can find the article, eventually I will send you a copy. It was kind of interesting. It talked about charging electrical batteries and the various types and things to worry about, which I wasn't sure that you could charge those. But anyway, my general question, this came from a Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society. I'm not sure when I got it or where. And the person who sent it out said he stole it. It's a basic electrical exam with a bunch of questions that I may ask over the next few weeks. The one I looked at tonight was, if you plug 110-volt appliance into a 120-volt line, 10 extra volts will leak out and make a mess. True or false? Over.
10 extra volts will do what? Rake out and make a mess? Is that what you said?
L-E-A-K, leak out and make a mess. Over.
Yeah, I'd say that's false. I'd say the light just might burn a little bit brighter, but it'll work just fine.
Two interesting ones. The gauge number on a wire tells you how many outlets you can plug into it. True or false?
No, it depends on the load that's on the other end of that plug, how many you can plug into it. Some of them not even one, and some of them 100, right? It just depends on what the load is on that plug that goes in.
And that you stick into one of these little electrical kits that people put together and teaches them about electricity. It's a good one to put in as a final, over.
To weed out the people that absolutely don't know. Yeah, that you're probably correct there.
Mounted device may only be hooked up to a toilet, and I'm finding that interesting because I've had to rebuild mine in the last day or so.
That sounds like jokes more than a test. That sounds like somebody just making jokes.
A kind of similar, but I won't throw those out tonight. Maybe another couple of days.
There you go. Well, we appreciate it, Ed. You got anything else for us this evening?
Next day, went to an Army-Navy game party and left early. Was not a good game from Army standpoint. And what I like as far as Army-Navy game is when nobody knows who the winner is going to be until the last 30 seconds. Over.
That one went over my head. I don't know. If it's a blowout, you probably know before the last 30 seconds.
The team should be fairly evenly matched, and the score either even or maybe a kick apart, so you don't really know who's going to win until the last 30 seconds because it could go either way. Over.
Yeah, I see a few of them like that that are really good. A few in my day, it gets right down to the wire, and you think the other one team has won it, but it turns out at the very last second, the other last 2 or 3 seconds, the other team does manage to flip it in their favor.
My standpoint, we left early because Navy was winning by a large lead, and we weren't going to stick around and see just how badly it was going to get. But I've taken your time. Appreciate you listening to my jokes. Over.
All right, Ed, well, we appreciate that. Bring back the other ones later on in the week or in the next week. Appreciate you being there. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call that before DJW. All right, sounds like we got everybody. Please be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you being there, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.